Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Kristen Diaz. David Rankin has the day off, but I am joined by Stephen Love, who's the president and CEO of the Dallas-Fort Worth Hospital Council, the DFW Hospital Council. And we're just discussing off air before we started here, Stephen, the impact that we're starting to see in our hospitalization rate during this season, and especially on the available beds that we're contributing to those who are coming into the emergency room with different ailments. We've been talking about the flu. We've been talking about RSV. We've been talking about even COVID over these past several weeks. And it seems like things are starting to come to a head as we kind of projected for the holiday season. Everyone's getting together and these germs are swapping around faster than the dinner plates.
Yeah, I think what we have to look at is three things. One, the CDC has labeled Texas very red, which means we have a high rate of influenza and the spread of influenza. That's number one. Number two, we're very thankful our COVID numbers are down, but still we've got roughly 300 people in trauma service area E with COVID, and we've got over 250 with the flu. So, you know, I think in 3 to 5 days, the flu may overtake the COVID. But you pointed out something that we really need to focus on, and that's the emergency departments. A lot of volume, people coming in, especially the pediatric, and it's creating longer wait times. So looking at capacity is one thing, but you have to also look at staffing. Do you have the staff to handle this volume? Thus far we have, but it is a holiday coming up, so we'll see what happens over the next 7 to 10 days.
Yeah, just yesterday you said that there was about a 90% impact of inpatient hospitalizations to available bed capacity. When we start getting into that 90% range when it comes to bed capacity, what starts to be the next conversation? What's the plan B and the plan C if we continue to see that number increase?
Each hospital has their own plan related to bed capacity and available beds. And they have different levels that we refer to as surges. So they could go to a level one, a level two, or a level three. You know, generally speaking, if you're running about 90% capacity, you know, in trauma service area E, you're probably okay if you have the staffing. As you edge up, though, to 95, 96, 98, you have to look at the mix of the beds. ICU beds versus general medical surgical beds, et cetera, to make sure you have the capacity and the staff to meet the need.
Is that getting harder also because, you know, a hospital system is a workplace. There are people who are taking days off for the holidays themselves. Is that even harder for staffing going into the beginning of the new year?
Oh yeah. You have to look at time off, which you have to also realize staff gets sick too. Staff catch the flu, even though they may have had their flu shots, et cetera. So you may have people out sick because you certainly want the staff to isolate until they're well and they can come back into the workplace. The second thing you've already touched on is people take time off. It's holidays, et cetera. So the staffing and balancing the staff and the need is very important. For example, you're going to need much more staffing in a critical care ICU unit than, say, in labor and delivery.
You know, we have such a broad range here on KRLD. We're blessed that we can reach a lot of people pretty far out from just the immediate metroplex. And so for anyone who's listening in a more rural area here in North Texas or getting into Central Texas, what is your advice to them if they're seeing their local emergency rooms just jam-packed, they have a sick child, it's already stressful enough? Is there any relief or any advice you can give to them?
Yeah, I think the main thing is hopefully you have a relationship with a pediatrician or with a primary care doctor that you could go to first, or maybe you have an urgent care center nearby. If you look at how the 19 county area really is configured, when you start talking about critical care ICU beds for pediatrics, Dallas County, Tarrant County, and Collin County probably have the largest concentration. So hopefully your pediatrician or your provider of healthcare has a relationship, if unfortunately they have to make that referral into a more critical care bed.
That is Stephen Love, the president and CEO of the DFW Hospital Council. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.